From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. U.S. President Barack Obama hosted Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi Tuesday at the White House for talks aimed at strengthening security and economic ties. The two also discussed strategies for implementing the Global Climate Change Agreement reached last year in Paris.
In Paris, the joining of forces between India and the United States helped forge a historic agreement that can effectively deal with climate change, and we discussed how we can, as quickly as possible, bring the Paris Agreement into force.
India says it will join the climate accord as soon as possible this year. The European Court of Justice has ruled that European Union countries cannot jail illegal immigrants simply for crossing borders inside the Schengen zone, the continent's 26-nation passport-free area. It said arrests could be made of non-EU migrants if they are suspected of committing a crime. Earlier, the European Union unveiled plans for sealing agreements with African and Middle East countries. In another effort to curb migration to Europe, the so-called compacts would consist of making EU development aid and trade ties with certain countries conditional on their cooperation in persuading refugees to stay at home and discouraging them from looking for jobs in Europe. Here is European Commission Vice President Frans Timmermans.
We propose to use a mix of positive and negative incentives to reward those third countries willing to cooperate effectively with us, and to ensure that there are consequences for those who do not.
Frans Timmermans speaking at the European Parliament in Strasbourg. This is VOA News. About 2,000 NATO troops are conducting a large-scale military training exercise with an airborne operation in the Polish central city of Torun as part of the biggest Poland-led exercise in the country since the end of communism. Troops parachuted Tuesday into the training area in the city with the objective of securing a bridge on the Vistula River. A car bomb targeting a police bus in Istanbul killed 11 people, including 7 officers. 36 people were wounded. Ambulances were sent to the scene near Istanbul University and Bayezid Square, a popular tourist destination.
I gotta tell you, according to the news, we are on the brink of a historic, unprecedented moment.
Former U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton is likely to be the first woman to be nominated for president by one of America's two major political parties. Clinton has gained enough delegates to defeat Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders for the nomination. Tuesday is the last major day in the primary process, with nearly all of the 851 remaining delegates at stake. Voters are going to the polls in California, New Jersey, and 4 other states. U.S. House Speaker Paul Ryan has disavowed a comment by presumptive Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump about the Mexican heritage of a judge in a class action suit against Trump University.
Claiming a person can't do the job because of their race is sort of like the textbook definition of a racist comment. I think that should be absolutely disavowed. It's absolutely unacceptable.
Trump said U.S. District Court Judge Gonzalo Curiel could not rule fairly because of his Mexican heritage. Curiel is an American who was born and raised in the Midwestern U.S. state of Indiana. Speaker Ryan called Trump's comment indefensible. Syrian President Bashar al-Assad addressed the country's newly elected parliament Tuesday and had some pointed words about the Islamic State group and his nation's internal strife. Edward Uranian reports.
The newly elected members of Syria's parliament applauded President Assad as he pledged to defeat Islamic terrorists and outside countries and leaders whom he claims are supporting them. He insists that Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan's dreams of an Islamic State will be defeated in Aleppo by the sons of the city, whom he claims are fighting to oppose the alleged plan. He insists that Aleppo will be the graveyard of Erdogan's hopes and dreams. Edward Uranian, Cairo.
Taking a brief look at market activities on Wall Street, U.S. stock indexes were mixed at the close of trade today. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.